Seeing other watchers, I appreciate that you guys are here this morning and just, you know, being here. And we want to love on you and see what, you know, see what God has in store. Unfortunately, we're not meeting today in the CLCC building, but we are meeting today on Facebook. So I know that you're going to be blessed today by the word God's given me. A little different word today, but it really is God reminding us about what he has in store for us. What can happen in times of trouble. And so God brought me to this passage and to this story just to remind us, you know, that even though things around us could be very different, very trying, and, you know, in our government, in our situation, there's a lot of different things going on that are just a lot of turmoil, a lot of unrest, a lot of things that are just seems to be butting heads all the time. But God has given me this scripture and this story to be able to give us some calm, give us some peace, and also show that he truly is God and he does reign. So if you want to turn with me in your Bibles to Daniel 3, and if some of you know about Daniel 3, you're like, oh, I know where he's going already. And if you were to have a title for this sermon, it's called There's Another in the Fire. There is another in the fire. I love Pastor Curtis. He talked a few weeks ago about Daniel, about being in there, about him being a man of good rapport, and how he changed some thinking from King Nebuchadnezzar and showed that he was a servant of the true high God, and God showed himself awesome on his behalf. And we're going to and God's going to show us today about another time in Daniel to a group called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that he also came through in a great time of need. So Daniel 3, I'm just going to summarize the first few verses for us. So there is King Nebuchadnezzar. He is the king of Babylon at this time. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are actually slaves to this kingdom. They were Israelites torn out from Israel. And so they're now in this kingdom, this foreign kingdom, where they're serving, though, in a higher capacity. And so what King Nebuchadnezzar does is he got this great idea where he was going to say, you know what, I'm going to make this idol and everyone's going to bow down and worship it, because he was not a believer of the one true God. He believed in many gods. And so he's like, I'm going to make this idol of myself, this statue, this gold statue, and then I'm going to have you bow down and worship. So we're going to pick it up in verse 13 right now. So in Daniel 3, so King Nebuchadnezzar, just real quick, King Nebuchadnezzar actually heard that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not bowing down to his idol when they were supposed to. So in verse 13 we read, furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? I feel like, church, that today and, you know, in the coming weeks and in the last few months, that we have been plagued by a Nebuchadnezzar saying, what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Whether it be, you know, presidential, whether it be the coronavirus, whether it be work, whether it be, you know, a family. I feel like there's been something that God's been showing me, that we have had this happening in our lives. There's been a Nebuchadnezzar within our hearts that has been saying, what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? And I love their response to when he says this. So listen, and this is a response that I believe we should have as the body of believers, for the church here at CLCC, for Christians around the world, and for anyone listening or hearing or watching this video. So I love the answer they give the king. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace,
the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. So we see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are actually saying, nope, we're not going to do it. We're not going to. It goes against our God. It goes against who we are. And we're not going to do it. And I love how they say in the verse, but even if he does not, talking about God saving them, even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Let me tell you, church, sometimes those Nebuchadnezzar, sometimes those places that we feel like have a hold on us, we need to stand up and say, know what? I'm not going to do that because that's contrary to what God has for me. That's contrary to what God wants to do in my life. That's not according to his word. That's not according to his purposes. And that is not of him. So, church, we have to stand up and believe and say these things, regardless whether, hey, it might cost us something. Now, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew it was going to cost them their life. They knew this. I mean, we get a little upset sometimes if we, you know, if we just want to have a prayer over breakfast or over lunch or something like that. We don't want anybody to see us, much less saying, hey, you know, we need to really sometimes, you know how words seem to fleet from your mind, like, this word was perfect. But you know how God, how we need to say, you know, in rebuttal, we're not going to serve that God. We're not going to bow down to what the world, what the culture wants us to bow down. That we really need to stand firm on what God's promises are and what God says for us. So I love how also when they said these things, that the attitude towards King Nebuchadnezzar, his attitude towards them changed. Because it looked like it was like, okay, if you just, you know, bow down and worship me, it's okay. You know, maybe you messed up. And then maybe, you know, we'll let you off the hook this time. But his attitude changed and became furious. And so he's like, burn them all. And isn't that like the devil? To steal, kill, and destroy us. He wants to do these things to us. But I love how God shows himself mighty in a few scriptures later on. So just looking back and summarizing a little bit what happens next. So Nebuchadnezzar orders his men to tie them up, his strong soldiers to tie them up. Keep their robes and clothes on and everything like that, the turbans, everything like that. They kept all these clothes on, and so they get these big, massive soldiers, the strong men, and so they throw them in the fire, but because this fire is so hot that the men that throw Shadrach, Meshach in the fire, and Abednego in the fire, end up dying themselves because this fire is so hot. So we're going to read in Daniel 3:24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw in the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. He said, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. Amen. And the 4th looks like a son of the gods. Come on, somebody. That's good. That's good. I love that. There's another in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and their straps and prefects and governors and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Come on, somebody. That's good. There's another in the fire with you. And I just want to encourage you today. You know, there are a lot of different things that are competing for us, a lot of different things, the world, the culture, you know, the enemy. There's a lot of things that are going to come against us. And we as believers, we as Christians, need to stand up. We need to stand up for what is right and what is godly, most of all. And regardless if it doesn't, you know, doesn't look very good for us or things might happen, you know, there is another in the fire. Maybe you received some reports that you weren't too happy about at work. Maybe you received some reports from the doctor that you weren't too happy about. Maybe you received some reports from your family about crisis and different things going on. You know what? I just want to encourage you today, church, that there is another in the fire with you and that he can do the miraculous in your life and that he wants to do great things in you and through you. And that's what I just want to make sure that I drive that point home today is because he wants to do great things in you, that there is another in the fire. There is another person, another God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Father on high, wants to help you and bring you through that fire. And I love it because in that last verse, it says, they saw that the fire had not harmed them or their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Let me tell you something. God will bring you through. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Doesn't matter what your Nebuchadnezzar is right now. He will bring you through, and there won't even be a hint of smell of smoke on you. But we have to trust God. We have to trust him that he's going to do it. And we have to stand up for what is right. Because if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had bended their knee and worshiped that idol, it might have been a very different story. It would have been a very different story. And where in that case, God was like, I'm going to move mightily on their behalf. And I mean, they didn't know. They didn't know if God was going to move. They knew God, but they didn't know if he was going to move. But I want to let you know that God moves on our behalf. God sends another in the fire for us. Sometimes we have to go in the fire before that happens, though. Sometimes we have to go through that fire before God shows up. I mean, I wish it was like, oh, we never had to go through the fire. If he would just came out first before they had to go to the fire, oh, yeah, that'd be great. You know, just show up right there. We didn't have to go in there. We didn't get tied up or thrown in this flaming furnace. But that's not always how God works. That's not always how he operates. But I want to let you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you and that there is another in the fire. So let me just pray for you right now. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for this, for our church, CLCC, for our viewers online and Facebook, for the ones that are listening, the ones that will listen to this tape, this recording. Lord, I thank you, Father, that it was for such a time as this that they heard this word and to be encouraged by this story. Lord, I ask that you speak to them in their hearts through this story. I ask, God, that you would do miracles on their behalf, Father. No matter what Nebuchadnezzar is trying to have them worship, no matter what reports they've received from work, no matter what reports they've seen from their doctors, from their family, Father, from different avenues, Father. Lord, I thank you that there is another in the fire and that you love them so much, Father, and that you say in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Father, I just thank you right now that there are going to be testimonies about what you're doing this week. Healings, Father. There's going to be provision, Father, financially. There's going to be emotional healing, physical healing, God. I praise your name. I say thank you right now for being another in the fire, Father, that you are so good to us, that you give good gifts to your children. And Lord, we love you, not because of you giving us good gifts, but because of who you are. You are such a good, good Father. We worship you and praise you. And I can't wait to hear the testimonies of what you did in this week and through the revelation of your knowledge to these people. Father, we just bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.